Hello and welcome to the Australian Bitcoin Podcast. My name is Daniel, and today I will be talking about a very special event, the equivalent of Olympics in Bitcoin, the Bitcoin halving. So I'm going to make a pretty basic presentation explaining just the basics of the halving. Somebody who's familiar with it, this probably isn't the episode for you. This is more an episode for beginners. And now afterwards, I also talk a little bit about the prices, like what kind of happened previously in the halvings before and after. It just kind of gives some people an idea of what potentially expect. So it's an event that happens every 4 years in Bitcoin. And some people who don't know much about Bitcoin, I've heard them say very kind of unusual things. One thing I heard was somebody believed Bitcoin they own gets divided by two, that everybody has half of a Bitcoin. That's not what occurs. So what happens is the Bitcoin mining reward halves. Okay, what is the Bitcoin mining reward? Every 10 minutes, a new block is created on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Bitcoin blockchain has all the data of all the transactions on the Bitcoin network. We have that data, and when new transactions are produced, Bitcoin miners add the new transactions to the blockchain. That event occurs every 10 minutes. And when a miner calculates that block, that miner gets a reward of some Bitcoin. That's the Bitcoin mining reward, plus some Bitcoin fees. But I won't go into that. So the next Bitcoin halving is expected to occur around April 16, 2024. So in about 11 days. And what happens when the Bitcoin halving occurs is that Bitcoin mining reward halves. So initially, when Bitcoin was created, the Bitcoin mining reward was 50 Bitcoin every 10 minutes. When a miner created a new block, they got a reward of 50 Bitcoin. So after November 28, 2012, that halving, that reward was halved to 25 Bitcoin. After July 9th, 2016, it was halved to 12.5 Bitcoin. In May 11, 2020, it was halved again. So right now, the Bitcoin mining reward every 10 minutes is 6.25 Bitcoin gets created. It's going to be halved to 3.125 Bitcoin. As we get closer to the actual date, it's looking like it will be Saturday, April the 20th. We don't know the exact time when the Bitcoin halving will occur because it's approximately, the Bitcoin blocks mined approximately every 10 minutes. So the way the Bitcoin mining works is like all the miners try to produce blocks, and there's a certain difficulty to produce a block, and then Bitcoin network adjusts that difficulty. So if Bitcoin miners start producing blocks in less than 10 minutes on average, the difficulty will adjust, so it's harder for the Bitcoin miners, so it's going to start taking them longer. If they start taking too long, they start taking 12, 13 minutes on average over a period of time, that difficulty would decrease so they can produce blocks faster. But basically, it's approximately every 10 minutes a block gets created. So also, if the actual halving, it's approximately every 4 years, but it's actually in the code, the way it's set up, is it's every 210,000 blocks. So far, we have had 3 halvings. There will be a total of 32 Bitcoin halvings. The last Bitcoin halving will occur in the year 2140. That halving will be special because after that, there will be no more Bitcoin created. An interesting bit of trivia is that the last Bitcoin, the very last Bitcoin, will take approximately 35 years to mine the last Bitcoin. So, you know, if anybody who holds at least one Bitcoin, think in 120 years, it's going to take us 35 years to mine that. And there will be millions, maybe billions of people trying to get a piece of that Bitcoin, that last Bitcoin. you see how valuable it is. So a common question I hear from people is, what's going to happen after that last Bitcoin halving in the year 2140? Is Bitcoin going to stop functioning because there's no more mining reward? Well, no. So because what the miners get is they also get the transaction fee. So in each block, there's all the transactions that occurred in about 10 minutes. And each transaction pays a small fee, and that fee goes to the Bitcoin miners. So right now we get basically that Bitcoin mining reward. Like, let's say, okay, right now it's 6.25 Bitcoin, but they also get a little bit more from over transaction fees. So they actually get a little bit more than, so they get the mining reward, and then plus they get the transaction fees. And in 120 years, they'll just get the transaction fees. So that's how it's going to function then. So another question I hear people sometimes ask about the halving is, okay, what's going to happen to, what about all the Bitcoin miners? The reward we'll be getting is halved. So are they going to all go out of business? Because we're getting less Bitcoin. We're getting less revenue. And the answer is not really, because obviously this is an event where people had a lot of time to plan for it. All the miners had, you know, literally Bitcoin started 15 years ago, so they had 15 years to prepare for this event. We know roughly where it's going to happen. So everybody knows, everybody kind of, all the miners would have prepared for it. Nobody is going to be taken by surprise. So the miners will not go out of business. And in fact, why it's true that in a few days, the reward for the miners will become half of what they get. If you actually look at the price of Bitcoin over the past year, it more than doubled, it almost tripled over the last 12 months. So even if the Bitcoin reward is going to be half, the actual financial value of that reward is still going to be much, much more than we were getting just 12 months ago, even after the halving. So no, the Bitcoin miners will not be going out of business. Everything will be functioning along as normal. The network will be ticking along. It's all very beautiful. So another expectation is about the price. So I'll start getting about the price. And there's been a lot of excitement about the halving, about the Bitcoin Olympics. And part of it is because basically after all the previous halvings, the Bitcoin price has increased significantly in the months afterwards. So why does the Bitcoin price increase after the halving? And, you know, the Bitcoin four-year cycles, basically like a four-year cycle where there's a peak and trough. And it's very, like, obviously similar to the Bitcoin halving every 4 years. They seem to be very correlated. And so what's the mechanism behind this is, well, basically the way Bitcoin miners work, they have revenue and they have costs. The revenue is the Bitcoin they mine, and they have costs. The biggest one, obviously, is the electricity cost. And so most of that Bitcoin that they mine, they have to immediately sell to pay electricity bills and the wages and for the equipment and maintenance. So basically what happens right now, every 10 minutes, 6.25 Bitcoin has to be sold, and after it's going to be 3.1 Bitcoin that's going to be sold. So basically there's less downwards pressure on the Bitcoin price. So because there's less downward selling pressure, it means that we would expect, assuming the demand stays the same, there's less downward selling pressure, it would lead to the price increasing. That's supply and demand. But one thing to notice about that is that obviously, like, each halving becomes kind of less and less relevant in the sense that initially, okay, when the first Bitcoin halving occurred in 2012, that was a big change. Instead of 50 Bitcoin being sold, 25. And at that point, I don't know off my head, but let's say it was maybe in 2012, maybe there were 7 million or 6 million Bitcoin mined. So the actual reward relative to how many Bitcoin there were was quite a lot. So that halving was kind of a much bigger event. Right now, there's, I think, again, I can't remember, but I think maybe 19 million Bitcoin mined. Only 2 million to go. So, and the Bitcoin reward is already only 6.2. So that's like the Bitcoin reward, if you could say the stock to flow ratio, like that reward is not that big anymore. So the impact on supply and demand isn't going to be as big. So let's look at the previous Bitcoin halvings. So on November 28th, the first Bitcoin halving, the Bitcoin price was around $12. This is all in US dollars. And in the 12 months afterwards, the price increased from $12 to around $600. So that was a 50 times increase. On the second halving, July 2016, the price was $650. And in the following 12 months, it increased to $2,300, which was a 3.5 times increase. Then last halving, May 2020, the price was $8,700 US dollars, and in 12 months it increased to $55,000, which is a 6 times increase. So right now the Bitcoin price is around $65,000. Right. So obviously each time there's been, in the 12 months afterwards, there's been a pretty significant price increase after the halving. And one thing I have to say, like just anecdotally talking to people, even people who aren't very familiar with Bitcoin, everybody now has become very familiar with the halving. The Bitcoin halving, is the price going to go up? And everybody has this kind of expectation. So I just wonder how that changes things. Because there's a lot of expectation that the Bitcoin price will increase after the halving. And we can kind of already see that basically over the past 12 months, the Bitcoin price has risen significantly. So I'll just kind of start going backwards now and compare, like from the halving, what happened to the price 12 months ago. Right now, okay, like we said, the Bitcoin price is around $65,000, the Bitcoin. So 12 months ago in April 2023, the Bitcoin price was around 30,000. Sorry. So it actually already more than doubled in the past 12 months. Now, if you look at the previous halving that occurred in May 2020, at that point, the price was 8,700. And in the 12 months before that, the price was around 7,000. US dollars. So it only increased from 7,000 to 8,700 on the last halving. Now, while on this halving, it increased from 30 to 65. So, already, like compared to the last halving, we've already had a pretty significant increase. Before that, in 2016, that did actually have a somewhat significant increase. So, again, 2016, at that halving point, the price was 650 US dollars. And in the 12 months before that, it was around 270 US dollars. So again, like 2.5 times increase. So kind of similar to what's occurring right now in the previous 12 months. And in the very first halving, the price was $12 again in 2012. And then 12 months before that, it was around $3. It increased from 3 to 12 in the lead up to the halving. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that we've already had a pretty significant increase in the past 12 months right now. While compared to the previous halving, we didn't have much increase. The first two halvings did have an increase, kind of similar to what we have now. But again, at that point, the halvings were kind of more significant. And Not only were they more significant, you expect Bitcoin volatility is going to decrease as Bitcoin gets bigger and the market cap of Bitcoin gets bigger. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, in my personal opinion, again, by the way, this is not financial advice. I should have said this before, but I'll say it now. Not financial advice. I'm just speculating. I could be completely wrong. Take it for what it is. I'm just telling my opinions. But if you want my opinion, I believe while there will be an increase, I think it might be a little bit more moderate than what people expect. So I believe the Bitcoin price is going to increase over the next 12 months. But yeah, it might be more moderate. Maybe it's gonna double or triple. I'd be cautious about some of these predictions where people expect it to go up by 20x or something, 1 million. Personally, if I were to guess, again, this is just a very rough guess. It's very hard to guess the price, but I would expect the peak, of a cycle occurs in the next 1, 2, or 3 years. I would expect the peak to be somewhere between 150,000 US and maybe 300,000 US. I know many people in Bitcoin have been predicting like $700,000 and $800,000 per Bitcoin, like in 1 or 2 years, which, or even more, 1 million, which I'm a bit more skeptical about. I guess I'm kind of conservative. You can call me a Bitcoin bear. I only think the price will double or triple in the next 12 months, not increase by 10 times. So I guess that makes me a Bitcoin bear. I joke, of course. I guess I just wanted to do a little bit of a price comparison, just kind of to give people idea what people in Bitcoin space are thinking about, for those people who have no idea about this stuff. But we'll see what happens. Why I don't believe Bitcoin will get to 1 million in the next 12 months. I think it's going to get there eventually, maybe in 8 years. So I think the future is very exciting. I'm pumped for the Bitcoin Olympics, much better than the Olympics that's going to be happening in Paris soon. This is the exciting stuff here in Bitcoin. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you gained something from this episode. See you. Talk to you next time.